broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
That's it?
Yep.
Nothing? That's the intro.
Ding, ding.
Wow, it's the same as always, ding. Except I cut off the last second and a half.
Why? I don't get it. Why'd you cut it off?
Because we're busy.
We are busy tonight.
Yeah, well.
I mean, super busy.
It's just a couple more super notes. Busy. So, just a couple more notes. Sounds a lot like the ones
still,
before.
I mean, it's sports talk, and we want to hear the whole. Go back. Start
play it again.
Let's start over.
Okay, we'll play it again.
Come on. There you go. Yep.
Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Okay, now
we're on.
We're back.
Okay, so that's a little better.
Yeah, we got to hear the last three notes of the intro.
Beautiful.
Yes, it was.
That was one of the best I've ever
heard. I wrote that song.
You damn good.
I lied. That's a lie.
How's it going, bub?
A T-Bay.
Texting, huh?
Texting wide.
Got a lot of stuff going on, isn't there?
Oh, he's dinging wide.
Phone's blowing up tonight.
Crazy. Really? A lot of things going on, I believe he said.
It's big.
It's a big day in the fort.
Big day in the fort.
But it's also big because we have a guy calling in here shortly.
Who you got, Bobby?
We have Ryan Mikesell, UD Flyers, calling in.
Yes, sir.
And he's going to call in. We're going to talk UD Flyer basketball. We're going to talk Ryan Mikesell.
Yep.
Because, he's just a great kid.
He is a great kid.
Almost all the time except for one day a year when he plays us. Back in the day.
We didn't beat him too many times.
No. Not too good.
No. Nice guy, but we have to not like him.
Did we ever beat him?
I don't think
That's going to be one of my questions.
I don't think so.
I don't know if we did or not.
I asked Chester and Bill and Jack, I said, you guys got good questions that I can ask him today.
Uh-huh.
Chester said, tell him they make great potato chips.
Does he make a lot of money off the potato chips?
Well, they're out of business now.
Yeah.
Mike sells
us? Yeah, they're done.
They went about six months ago.
Shut her down.
Really?
Yep.
Maybe around
Christmas.
Well, it's a good chip, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great chip.
Not too bad.
You know what was the best potato chips? Star potato chips.
Star?
Yep. They were made in North Star.
Nice.
Where that,
we got a phone.
Where the flower place is now. Here you go, Bubba.
All right. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Who we got here?
Hey, this is Ryan Mikesell.
Ryan Mikesell, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm sitting here with my good partner here and Mr. Harold Feely.
Hey, Ryan, Spencer. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. I'm well.
We're talking, we're going to talk a little college hoops. We're going to talk a little bit about Ryan Mikesell. It's funny because, the people, we were just conversation. What was your career record against Fort Recovery in all sports? Be honest.
Be nice.
I think I lost one game and it was in football my freshman year.
We knew you. We didn't get you too.
And you only played one sport?
No, I think I went undefeated in basketball and baseball.
So you let Brett and he can't beat you?
Yeah, can you believe that?
That can't happen.
Well, he was only a freshman then.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault.
He was a good sport about it because he beat. I think that was the first time he beat Sandry.
Oh, yeah.
So he probably he was a good sport about it. He probably showed up at your house about midnight that night and had a purple flag on and stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because it was me and Kyle were playing football that year.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That was a pretty special night for the Indians.
That was a big night.
Yeah. First of all, thanks for calling in. I know you're busy.
That's awesome.
And, we look at, you had a, I think it was your senior year, Ryan, and our baseball team was going to the regionals or the state.
I think the regionals.
And you came over here for absolutely, you just did this on your own, and you pitched to us during practice. You remember that?
Yeah. It was my senior year, I believe. Yep. And you guys were on the state. I think you guys were on your way to state.
Yeah, I think we were on our way to state.
Yep. Yeah. And you took the time out to come over here and throw batting practice to us. And you know, us old farts, me and Harold, we remember that stuff.
I became a huge Ryan Mikesell fan that day. That was awful cool, you doing that.
Yeah, I didn't really think anything of it. I mean, the small, you had in the small town and you get into MAC country. And I mean, once you get to tournament time, you're not playing, like you want the other teams to win. So my arm was still
pretty had a little good, in it.
Pretty good shit, yeah. So I just came down, fired some away.
Well, that's pretty cool of you.
That is awesome.
Hey, you, let's talk a little bit about your career at UD and you know, your first couple years here. Everything was pretty solid. Then we had a little issue with some injuries. And tell us, looking back at this time last year, how serious was this surgery? And did you ever doubt that you'd play again?
I don't think there was a lot of doubt in my mind. There was a little bit of kind of, you know, worry and doubt when I first met with the doctors. Mm-hmm. So we had some team doctors and stuff, and when they first kind of looked at my MRI and looked at some of the tests I did, they were really concerned with, you know, I had doctors before tell me that, you know, you might not play basketball again, let alone like walk again. I was, when I was hearing that from doctors, that's when I kind of got a little nervous. But our athletic trainer, he knew some hip specialists, kind of in the area. And so he knew that necessarily wasn't the case. So he did a good job kind of keep my head, you know, and then right in the right place. So we met with the other hip specialists that he knew, who specifically, you know, worked for this type of injury, this type of, case, I guess. And so, you know, It was mostly him who kind of gave me confidence and knowing that I could come back and play at a high level again.
Good. And you absolutely did. And we look at this year, you know, you averaged 10.5 points and 5 rebounds and 3 assists. But most part is that he was a big leader on the Flyer team that won 21 games. When you look back at this year and you know, we had a lot of injuries, and I say we as in the Flyers, but it was a successful season. Agree?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, there's some losses in there that kind of kept us from getting into the tournament this year. But overall, we made drastic improvements across the board from the year their first year with Coach Grant in 14-17. Kind of watching that first season from the bench definitely kind of helped me, you know, mentally, just in terms of, you know, being a leader that the team needed. I think this year definitely is considered a success, and hopefully, you know, this coming year is even, you know, greater improvements. We keep going. So
absolutely, you got when you look at this team you got coming back, and you got Obi. Obi's, I mean, is he coming back? What's your gut feeling?
I think he'll end up coming back. I mean, I don't know for sure. That's kind of, you know, his decision ultimately.
Sure.
But just talking with him, I think he'll end up coming back this
Hopefully
year.
Come back.
Man, is that kid athletic or what?
Yeah. You don't see that in MAC country.
Not too often.
You get the guys looking, you know, they jump up and they're looking down into the rim. That's a different type of athlete.
That's a little different athlete, isn't it?
Well, yeah, let's talk about the athletes that you play against and playing at UD you've held your own, and when you look back, and like at Colorado, the game where, you know, they were athletic as all get out, it's just fun to watch you compete at that level. So when you look at it, Ryan, who's the best player you've played against so far?
Best player I've played so far. I'm trying to look back. We played against Virginia this year. Kyle Guy was pretty good. DeAndre Hunter, he'll be a top 10 pick. He was pretty good. I think he gave us like 25 points. It was the quietest 25 points I've ever had somebody put on us. But, yeah, I mean, we played Auburn, so we ran into Jared Harper.
So you did see some studs this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think my younger or my freshman and sophomore year, we played Iowa. There's this kid named Jared Udoff. I don't know if you remember him.
Oh, absolutely.
Him
yeah.
He's a big 6'10 kid.
Yeah.
It was my first game. And not my first game, but it was like my second or third game into my freshman career. And he just gave me the business. I was like, like, welcome to college basketball. Like, this kid was all, he was all big, he was all Big Ten that year. Iowa was really good. Yeah, they had some play. Trayvon Blue, we played Xavier that year too. Trayvon Blue absolutely killed us. So I think the best player though, I'd say DeAndre Hunter. DeAndre Hunter is definitely probably one of the toughest matchups I've had.
So when you look at I figure, and I don't know this for a fact, but with Kyle Arns and Justin Arns, do you talk to Kyle Arns any?
Yeah. We talked to each other throughout the entire season. I was just talking to him this week, actually, congratulating him. Mm-hmm. I was seeing whether he was going to maybe have a chance to play in the Final Four, but
what's he thinking?
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
What a great thrill, though, you know, and when you look at the landscape of college basketball, and this is something that I think that I really enjoy now, is that anybody can win, you know, because with the way it's set up now, there's, I mean, when you look at it, I mean, it's not impossible to see UD make a run the NCAA tournament next year.
Oh, yeah.
No, not at all.
You got, I got some questions here for you, okay? So what's your thoughts, okay? So what's your thoughts on the athletes and the getting paid and stuff like that? What's your thoughts?
You're putting me in a tough spot here. I mean, it's kind of hard to justify for all the student athletes in college, just because the high major programs are going to have more of an advantage to pay their players than, you know, Horizon League schools and MEAC schools and schools of that nature. But like, it's tough for me to say that like a guy like Zion Williamson shouldn't get paid with how much attention he has. Like, guys of that nature, like they should be making, you know, something. Like, I was reading an article with Zion. There was, he had one NCAA tournament game where a camera literally followed him the entire day. And I was like, he goes an entire day where a camera's crew is following you.
Following
you
all over.
You know, you're not really reaping the benefits from that or anything like that. So I think the whole, making money off your image or your, like, you know, you have coaches who will go and sign autographs and they'll get paid to sign autographs. And then I just don't understand why a player is not allowed to go do the same thing, go to, you know, local, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods or something that and sign some autographs for an hour or so.
Sign some
making
shirts,
money off your image, I think should be a thing for athletes. But it's a tough topic, which I understand. But if you look, I had this argument with, I forget who it was, one of my friends actually. And like, if you look at a guy like JT Barrett in college, he was probably, that was the most popular he's ever going to get in the sports world. And he didn't make any money. You saw, 16 jerseys all over the place at Ohio. You go to Ohio State game, there was JT Barrett, on the back of these jerseys and stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And he wasn't seeing any of that. And now he's probably making good money. I think he's a practice squad quarterback for the Saints or something like that. But in terms of his influence on the sports world has just gone down. So like he's never going to have that much popularity again, where he can make money selling his jersey and stuff like that. So
you're absolutely right.
Think about the money.
Kind of cases like that.
Think about the money Ohio State made off that kid.
Yep.
You know, yeah, it exactly, is, it is amazing. So the season's over. So what's our off season program? What do you guys, like, what are you doing now, Ryan?
So we had a week and a half off. This week we got back in the weight room. We started kind of scale individual workouts, and then we usually get some open gym runs two or three times a week. But yeah, that's pretty much what it'll be for the rest of the semester. Mm-hmm. And then once the semester gets out, we'll have to come back in the summer, and we'll begin kind of like team workouts, like mini practices, and you know, continuing the weight room, just building some team chemistry. We add five new guys, so I think that'll be huge for us this summer. But yeah, it's pretty much, you know, work out and take some classes and kind of relax and have fun, kind of get to know everybody.
You know, you look at next year's schedule, and my Uncle Pat and Aunt Mary, we was at Columbus' state tournament, and you guys go to Hawaii next year.
Yeah.
You know how many stalls are going to be at that?
I know. I don't have the exact number, but I know Jerry and Lisa talked about going. I know Pat and Mary talked about Craig and Sharon, so. Beth and Eric. I don't know. It might be the whole crew.
I think it will be the whole crew. And when you talk about that, yeah. Ryan, you know, your mom and dad, and you know, I love them. And when the support they give you, yeah, that's got to be amazing to go every game. They are there at that game. That's amazing, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. It's awesome, especially like, you know, they just love going to the game. They don't necessarily like, you know, they're not always up my, you know, down my throat, you know, telling me I have to do this, I have to do that. They love the experience of like, if I have a game where I don't play very good and I'm upset, they just come and give me a hug. I think that's just the biggest thing. Like, you know, just having them there. Cause I know a lot of kids, they don't have that type of support. So I'm very definitely blessed to have them in my life, like how they are.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really neat. And you really get here's the great thing about Twitter. Okay. Is that you get a lot of great Twitter stuff. That guy from the Dayton paper, what's that, Jablonski or whatever his name is?
Yeah, David Jablonski.
Yeah, he loves you. But you also have some guy on Twitter that, he's a negative Ryan Mike, what is it?
The guy. Oh yeah, I had some guy on Twitter. He kept tagging me, and he was a Ryan Mikesell hater.
He wasn't liking Ryan Mikesell.
Yeah, and so I tweeted at him one day. I was like, "Dude, like,
come on, man,
what's your deal? Like, I have no idea who you are. Like, I'm like, whatever." He just kept tagging me on Twitter, and one day I was like, "I'm just gonna say something to him." And he ended up. He actually ended up deleting his account after I did that.
Is that right?
It was funny. Yeah, a bunch of people like got on him and stuff. So you're gonna have that though. Like, you must be doing something right if you know people are hating on you.
That's right.
Amen, brother. I agree with you. We had a lot of fun following your Santa Redskins this year. I seen you down at Trent Arena, and did you make it to Columbus for the semifinals?
No, I wasn't able to go. I wanted to go. I think it was a Friday. It was at noon. I wanted to make that game, but I couldn't miss class.
Yeah.
I wanted them because the day one, I think they were playing on either Saturday or Sunday. I was definitely going to go to that. But
yeah,
it was awesome to see him get to state, though. I mean, Rosie's been we've been at regionals multiple times. They finally got over the hump, so hopefully he can get back there next year and
get her do her again. You
know, get to the championship.
It's funny to sit and watch you at a ball game, and I was sitting there with Mudboat, and then all the little kids coming up and getting autographs, and you know, it's neat to see the little Redskins, and even the little kids are in the area. You know, everybody knows who Ryan Mikesell is in Fort Recovery and Sandry and Marion, and that's a pretty cool deal. You know that?
Yeah, it is. I was the same way with Kurt when he was playing at Dayton, basically any athlete in high school. If you're a high school athlete, like being a little kid, that's what you look up to. So My mom does a good job of making sure I kind of remember my roots.
Hey, you've been a great role model. That's big. I tell you what, guys like you, yeah. I remember talking to my son with Greg Colic too, you know, and the same thing. When you're looked up to by them kids, those little guys just love you. And that's, I tell you what, they can't have a better role model than you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks.
So what are you going to do this summer? You sticking down there? You coming home, Manny, or what's going on?
Nah, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to work out. It's my last year, so I'm going to kind of put all my effort into kind of being the best form of Ryan Mikesell this coming year. And then if I come home, Dad's going to put me to work. So
stay away.
You cannot. You're done, yeah, man. Tenderloins.
I don't want to get behind a fryer this summer. So stay here and take advantage of it.
Damn, Dad. I'll tell you. What are we going to do with him? Hey, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to
us. Absolutely. That's pretty awesome.
And we're huge fans of Ryan Mikesell and the UD Flyers. And let's have a good summer, and maybe we'll see you out at the Elks this summer.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That'd be awesome.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
See you, Ryan.
Yeah,
Ryan Mikesell of the UD Flyers and St. Henry Redskins. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee right after this. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the baseball games coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Indians will travel to Parkway to take on the Panthers in our first MAC game. On Friday, the Indians host Houston. Saturday, they'll travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Franklin Monroe Jets in a single game starting at 11. Our Indians are 2-2 on the season and playing well. Get out to these games this week. Tomorrow, our first MAC game at Parkway. Friday, they host the Houston Wildcats. Saturday, they play a single game at Franklin Monroe. Do all you can to get to these games to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
All right, we're back here with Sports Talk.
Sports Talk.
He's a pretty good egg.
What a great egg. Think? What a great kid.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's a winner.
I tell you what, hated playing against him because he was a tough son of a gun.
But, no doubt.
But, man, we talked about that. When he came over and helped us out that time, that's the kind of kid he is. What a great guy.
That's right. I got a letter here from Fort Recovery Radio. Dear Fort Recovery Radio and helpers, thank you so much for the monetary donation. We are surrounded by the best. This journey we are on isn't always easy, but every day is filled with love, hope, and prayers from those around us. It truly is a humbling experience to raise a family in Fort Recovery. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you. God bless the Kramers, Clint, Nikki, Ava, Ella, Cora, and Eli. Thank you, kiddo. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, we made a donation to them guys during the Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. That's why we do that stuff, right, Bill?
Absolutely.
So, anything going on for recovery today?
Not too much.
Oh, pretty dead around here. Neil?
I heard some some buzz about some stuff.
Some stuff going on?
Yeah.
First of all, Justin Furch resigns as superintendent of the school. I sent out an email today, and a press release will be coming out, I'm sure. And
yeah,
and I don't know if anybody heard that or not, but Justin has resigned and took the moving got on. The head job at Tip City Bethel.
Yeah,
Bethel. So good luck to Furksy.
Yep, good luck, Furksy.
And then we hear that Coach Bayshore has announced that he is stepping down as the head coach of Fort Cover Union basketball.
That would surprise me.
Yeah.
Although it takes a lot of time. He's got little guys.
Yep, that's right. So here's what we got. This is a list we got. All right, this is an interesting list here, okay?
Because there's some other people just retiring, right?
We got no elementary principal, right?
No.
We got no superintendent.
Nope.
We got no athletic director.
Wait. What? No elementary principal?
Well, somebody said Mrs. Evers is going to the music. She's done.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. At least she's still around here doing stuff.
Yeah.
That's something she loves. So,
yeah. We got an intern AD.
Yep.
We got no treasure. Do we got treasure yet?
The understanding was that Deanna Kanapke was being hired a couple of years ago to learn all the ropes because they knew that Lori retirement was coming up. So that's probably how that's going to go. But then we're going to need somebody to
replace her.
Put in Deanna's place. So, yeah.
I'd do that, John.
Yeah, he'd be good.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Pork said he'd be interested in the treasure spot.
That'd be perfect.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Why?
Pork's handling everybody's money.
Pork is solid. He ain't got no fingers.
He's got 9.5.
Well, he's got a little nub there.
Yeah.
So
he's got 9.5. That's
hard to count your fingers. Screw you up all the time. 8, 9, 9.5.
It'll be 5% off on
that. I have to get a lot of 50 cent pieces.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of 50 cents.
Oh, man.
Not that I don't trust him. I'm just going to say he probably hasn't had the schooling to do that accounting stuff.
Well, you don't know that.
I said I don't think.
He might be doing it.
He could do that.
Be good.
So we don't have a girls' basketball coach.
Nope.
We don't have a boys' basketball coach.
Nope.
We have nobody.
Nope.
We have a superintendent.
Nope.
No AD.
Mm-mm.
No treasurer.
No.
We got some iron to do.
No elementary principal. Maybe.
So the question is.
Name to Kanapke coming back out of retirement.
So the question is.
Where do you go? You go superintendent first?
What? If you're on the Fort Cary School Board.
You just got.
I see there's a special board meeting Thursday night. Why don't we go to that?
I'd say you resign and let somebody else worry about it. If you're on the Fort Cary School Board.
Yep. If you're on the. Yeah.
You can't get that's our advice. You can't get any busier than you are right now. You're a school board member.
That's our advice. Resign and let somebody else worry about it. Somebody has to stay on there to because now whoever's the board has to appoint replacements. So somebody has to stay on there to appoint replacements.
Jesus.
Wow.
So we got to get superintendent. I'd say that's got to be first.
That's got to be number one.
Yeah. Now, to me, it don't have to be.
Don't they?
No, I don't. Matters not to me.
Nope.
I think we need
our coaches. We got to get our coaches.
Got to get some coaches.
They're going to want to work. They're going to want to do something in the summer.
First of all, Barb takes the AD job unless she ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
She's retired.
She is?
She was happily retired.
Happily retired, and we put her back.
She's also happy to come back and help us, but I don't think she's...
Think about that. That poor lady.
Yeah. Yeah. She had life made.
Everybody quit.
That school board, the first thing they should do tomorrow in that meeting...
Give her a bonus?
...is give her a $5,000 check.
Gotta have a bonus.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if you could do that?
Yeah.
Barb, for all the bull crap that you've put up with, here's $5,000.
Here's an extra $5,000. Why not?
You in or out? If I'm on the board, Barb, you're getting $5,000 tomorrow.
There you go. Bobby's writing a check.
Huh? $5,000.
Check. Quick five.
Okay.
Little bonus check. Enjoy.
What if she refuses and wants 10?
Give it to her.
Okay.
Give it to her.
That's the answer I figured you'd say.
Yeah.
Bill Stalker chimes in.
He chimed in.
Let's see.
If they don't live in the fort, they don't get hired.
Do not hire them.
Ooh, Billy. He's always been that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
But you have to, say these new hire. You got to come to town. We can't hire you.
We want you. Yep, we're hiring you because we want you to come to town.
We want you.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I also understand what Lisa Wendell did at Mississinewa. She lived here and was the superintendent there. And in my head, that what she told me, that made sense. So
what was?
What she said, if I'm...
That's the first shot I've made.
Yep, that was it.
This year.
That was good. If she's somewhere and having a beer, she doesn't want everybody in her school district criticizing every tiny little move she makes.
Nah, it's stupid.
Well...
Hmm? That's a terrible answer.
Okay, well, you'll have to take that up with her. That's her answer, and I liked it.
You did?
Yeah.
So?
I accepted it is probably the best way to put that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's so probably
you,
a better
you
way
just
to put
accepted it.
Yes, I didn't dislike it.
It's because she was living in Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
Fort Recovery.
And she's awesome.
Perfect.
I'm out.
Out.
Okay. I think as a superintendent, you gotta live in the
administrator's got to be here.
Administrator's got to stay. Come to town.
Got to come to town.
Okay,
I like it. Put her in the books. Write her in the notes.
What about teachers?
Bill always said if Hobbs would have moved to Fort Carey, we'd hired him.
Yep, he'd still be here.
He'd still be here.
Yep.
Okay,
that's what Bill says.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never known Bill to be wrong. except pretty much every statement he makes, but other than that, sorry, Bill. You know, I meant that in love.
Mm-hmm.
Meant that in a nice way.
The coaching deal. Oh, and I say we got girls coach too, right?
Yep.
Girls and boys.
Yep.
We got baseball coach.
We're borderline.
Hey, uh-oh.
Phone call.
All right.
Phone. We got to ring in.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. You're on the air with Bubba and Fee. Who we got here?
If you're an administrator,
okay,
you have to live in Fort Recovery. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Okay, so
you just can't live there. You got to be active.
Okay,
for God's sake,
you got to
rub shoulders with the people of this community.
Shoulder rubbers.
You don't think
if Mr. Hobbs would have lived in Fort Recovery, he'd still be here driving us crazy in a good way.
I agree with you. Okay, now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So your superintendent and your principal, how about your junior high principals and the principals? And what about them?
Are they classified as administrators? If the answer is yes, they do.
I would say they are.
And when they walk in that door for the interview, they got 1 year. And if they say, sorry, I can't commit to that, you'll say, well, we appreciate you coming in for the interview. And if you don't hire anybody, you don't hire anybody. You bring somebody up to take the position until you hire somebody.
Okay.
It was a no-brainer that wasn't going to work out.
That the Hobbs or the FERC situation?
Everything. You got to get these guys local. They got to bleed for purple. Pat Niekamp, he moved here. There was never a question about it. The guy was going to be for recovery.
Yep. Easy head.
How about?
My God.
How about your basketball coach?
Well, basketball coach, I mean, the difference is the basketball coaches, do you want one? If you get a basketball coach that doesn't live in Fort Recovery,
mm-hmm.
You may enjoy success because you might be a good coach, but if you think you're going to have them there very long, who's going to do that drive to Fort Recovery every day for 3 hours for a practice or a game? No one's going to do that very long. And that was only a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
That was never going to happen. We got enough guys in town. We got enough guys in town to be basketball coaches.
Well, here's my thoughts. My thoughts are this. As I agree with you 100%. If you don't want to live in our town,
you don't even get the interview. You do not get the interview.
That's got to be a question.
Community club member, absolutely.
Everybody talks about the. You know, what are we going to do with all? You know what? I don't care. If you don't want to be here,
And the thing is, like people get mad at you for saying that. Like, you know, whoever it is, Well, that's tough. That's tough poop. This is our community. We understand you're. This is nothing personal. You're good people. You're good guys. You're good women. Mm-hmm. But if you ain't gonna live in Fort Recovery and you're gonna run our school, you shouldn't be here. You're done. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. That's superintendent of your school has to be
an active community member.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No question about it.
No.
That's just my opinion.
Yep.
You're, these people got, yeah, I just think, you know, and I'm not grossing out school board members. I'm not grossing out administrators, past superintendents, past principals. I understand they're good guys. There's nothing, they aren't bad people, but they just, you got to have that leadership in town. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Bill, I respect your opinion sometimes. Neil says every once in a while you're right sometimes.
I'm pretty good, ain't I, Neil?
Yes, you are.
And Lisa Wendell should not have been allowed to live in Fort Recovery.
There you
Sorry,
go.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Love her to death.
Yep.
This is not personal. Right. It's just the rule of your...
Absolutely. Nothing personal.
Yeah.
Justin Perks is a good guy. No question about it. Great family. Good kids. That ain't the issue. That is not the issue one bit.
The issue is...
All right. The issue is we need you to uptown drinking beer so we can tell you how you should be doing things.
I'm sure that's what he wants.
Absolutely. I'm with you 100%.
All Where right. Are you at? I'll let you go. You have a good show. I'm sitting here watching Bonnie and Clyde. It's a good movie. It's about the cops that Faye actually Dunaway? Caught yep. Bonnie and Clyde.
The old one?
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah.
Faye What's Dunaway? The name of
her? No.
Faye Dunaway.
No, it's a new one. Brand new one.
Highwaymen or something like that.
Yeah, the Highwaymen.
Check it out.
Highwaymen.
Yep.
Kevin Costner. Need I say more?
Woody. Oh, I seen that.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Yep.
Woody Harrelson.
Oh,
all right, I'll let you go, and I'm going to keep listening. You're having a hell of a show tonight.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Ryan Mike sells a good stick.
Good stick.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely.
All right.
We're going to be back.
Hey, boys.
Take a break.
Hey,
Sports Bailey. Talk with Bubba and Fee coming back right after this.
That was Bill, longtime listener, first-time caller.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experienced suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professional manicured lawn.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Win on the Wabash Committee will be holding their early bird drawing this Saturday night, April 6th at the Brick Street Tavern. If you have your $100 ticket, you're already entered, and you don't have to be present to be one of the 10 early bird winners. But you'll definitely want to be there for the party. RTA will be playing great music all night. There'll be a big 50-50 drawing. They'll be raffling off one of the $100 WOW tickets. They'll draw the 10 early bird gun winners. They'll be selling discounted general admission weekend passes for the big party in August. Buy one for $15, get the second one for only $5. This is going to be a big party, so don't miss it. Win on the Wabash Early Bird Party this Saturday night, April 6th at Brick Street Tavern.
All right, we're here. Sports Talk, 20 minutes to 9 o'clock. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good.
Just heard your commercial on there.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Sounded good. Yep. And this Saturday.
Saturday?
The WOW has their
Yes.
There's six guns or something.
Six or ten, something like
that. You got any info? You got any read off on that?
I got nothing.
I think it's 10 guns.
10 guns.
10 guns. Yep. And they'll give them away there.
Your pre-drawing. Or
well, they won't have them.
Nope. If I win, I want my gun.
Well,
get the gun.
You have to go to the gun dealer and get all the paperwork signed.
That's stupid. I want to shoot a gun Saturday night if I win it.
Well, you can, but you won't be shooting that gun.
Won't be that one.
Seriously?
Pretty sure.
We're out.
They should have them up there loaded.
No, jeez, Bob.
Beer and loaded guns. I like it.
Wait, alcohol and firearms. What could possibly go wrong?
Cannot go wrong there.
Did you see the two guys in Arkansas that got caught? They got picked up they were shooting each other in their bulletproof vest. They were drunk.
I heard something about it. I didn't see her. I only heard that it happened. I didn't.
Not a bad idea.
I think it is. I think that's a bad idea.
You think that's stupid?
But what if they happened to not hit exactly that bulletproof vest?
Right in your eyes. Boom.
Yeah. Oops, sorry. I was aiming for your chest.
Yep.
If you're just now joining us, 419-516-0702. We'd love to hear from you. We don't have a superintendent. We don't have any coaches. We don't have our pets' heads are falling off.
Yep, we're done.
The town is falling to pieces.
Well, the school, the town has been pretty good shape.
No, the town, even the mayor is an idiot.
And mayor.
Well, that's not a nice thing to say about your broadcast friend.
Oh, that's a good point.
Ooh, that's right.
He might come with a staple gun tomorrow and staple your hand to the table.
Mayor is he?
Mayor passed me on 119 and I was in the middle of a text and he says, hey, old buddy, you did see me or not? And I said, no, where you at? Well, I just passed you. Sorry, Kelby. I'm bad at that.
You get out of that.
You do know you're not supposed to do that.
I was busy.
Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So not allowed to text and drive.
Good point. You know who we should have had on tonight? A school board member.
Yeah.
Mike Gruby, you listening?
Could have had someone.
If there is a school board member who wants to call in and talk about stuff,
Why
not?
Well, there's really, really short notice, so I'm not sure that could have happened. But
yeah, we didn't have a lot of time.
From what I understand, not very many people besides you knew about that, Bob.
Who's that? Beaver. Anybody? Oh, no. Beaver.
Oh. Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Beaver. 419-852-9201 if you want to text me. Fee, what's your number?
Mine is 419-852-3599.
3599 for the big fee.
And if you are a school board member want to call in and talk to us, it's 419-516-0702.
If you are a school board member, you're going to be busy the next couple of months.
Yep. We got nobody.
We have to hire.
You got
to
hire everything.
Whole new school system.
This has got to be a first.
What do you think?
This is a lot of people we got to hire.
What do you think, like, tomorrow when everybody goes in there and they say, I'll bet you the teachers are just talking wide open.
Oh, that's big.
Can you believe all this stuff? Rumors are flying.
Flying out there.
Bayshore surprised me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I thought he was going to stick around here.
I might too.
I'm a fan of Mike Bayshore.
Yeah.
I did. I like that.
Well, yeah, very, very good guy.
I like all the people that are moving on or moving up. So why not? You know, that's the thing.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. And I guess one good thing is we're not really, if our elementary principal isn't elementary principal anymore, she's still in the school district. So that's a really good thing because she's very good at the music. So that isn't a bad thing at all. So we're not losing her. She's just going to a different position, which is fine.
Okay. So
I like it.
So we need coaches, but we need teaching positions.
Yep.
Hey, I think we have a transportation spot open too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
AD and transportation.
Yeah. So can you coach an AD?
I don't know.
Some do. There's several places that do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of them do.
I'm not sure.
I don't think our philosophy is letting it happen.
Ours is a no-no, right?
We got to get that changed.
I think that's a guideline and not a rule.
Somebody told me tonight that in the MAC in our area, there's 41 of them.
What?
Is that possible?
41 what?
People that coach and do their AD.
Ooh, I don't think so.
41? How could there be an AD?
Well, there's not 41 ADs.
Right. I mean, not just the MAC. I'm talking about our whole area.
Oh.
In our area.
There's 41 that are athletic directors.
That coach. I think that's what they said.
Some sport or another. Maybe not a head coach.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand what the big deal is on that.
I don't get that either. Like you're going to pad your sport?
Well, some of them
coaching,
may.
I'm coaching, but so I'm some coaching of them basketball. So yeah. I'm going to have new uniforms every year for basketball and not for everybody else.
And that's a thing you want to at least think about. But
too easy.
Yeah, if you hire somebody of good character, that's not going to happen.
Never going to happen.
And I think that's what you should do is hire somebody of good
character. How does your athletic director fill out a performance review every year on your head coaches? I would say they do. I don't know.
Yes.
So how does an athletic director fill out his own on his coach?
As him being a coach.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be a little tough.
So you got to figure out. I mean, it's minor to me.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you could always get a principal to do it. Yeah. Or somebody else could do it, I'm sure.
And then another thing is during your sport, who's going to be in charge of your...
Right. But if you're a good AD, you probably could handle it.
Well, you know, most of that...
If you're organized, I think, say you could handle it.
I think most of the AD things, the paperwork stuff, happens during the day when you're not coaching the kids.
What about this, okay? Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm wrong on that. I know some gets done afterwards, but...
Somebody said we're like the only school in the world that don't have a support athletic director or a facility, overlooks a facility during other.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we need to hire an athletic director and we need to hire an assistant athletic director.
Yes.
Probably.
Whatever you call that. Exactly that. It may not be that particular name, but yes.
Like the facilities?
Well, see, like spring sports. Barb has softball, track, and baseball all at the same time.
Right.
All the same day. It's almost always Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Every one of those days, she's got all three going on. So what's she going to do? And if she's at the baseball game something happens with, well, Connor has other things going, you know.
That's what she used to do. When he was in high school.
Yeah. And, you know, he was very competent now, but he was a student, and sometimes people will push around a student around. But although Connor was big enough, it's a little hard to push around. But still, I think that's a really good idea, and I didn't understand that was a thing until I read about it a little bit, and then Mr. Overlow mentioned that to me when he said he had hired Barb and found out that. I think there might be one other, but basically we're the only school in the league that does not have
an assistant,
whatever. And they have different names at different schools of that position. But
what's the athletic director make?
It's not enough. I think it's decent amount.
30, maybe.
I think it's 30 to 40, which is
30-40.
Less than a teacher.
I thought Kurt Ramel like got a huge raise. It was like 50-some thousand.
Well, he probably should have because he was doing two people's work. He was doing the athletic director and assistant athletic director work. I mean, he was busy. Now, basketball, you know, you have girls on Thursday, boys on Friday. Those are almost never the same time. Although you do have some junior high stuff, but that's not huge. But in the spring, you know, you got three things going on at the same time virtually every day. Hmm. Fall, you know, you got volleyball on Tuesday, Thursday, and football on Friday, and maybe volleyball again on Saturday. So you have one thing going on at a time, and same with basketball usually. But
spring's your busiest thing.
Well, as far as being at the particular things, you're supposed to have all your schedules lined up by the end of the summer.
You have to get everything?
No.
I mean, like, you can't be at everything.
I don't know this for a fact, but I think somebody has to be at each event. I don't know if that's our policy, but like at a basketball game, yeah, like you'll see.
Have the principal there.
Yeah, you'll see like either Mr. Overlow, Mr. Ferks, or our leg director, any of our.
Somebody.
Yeah.
It is a guideline, but I'm not sure it's a rule, but right. It is a guideline. They want it to happen.
Yeah, and I think like the one game that we didn't get anybody there, they had Brent was in charge.
He would do it.
They would make sure that the school, the administration always made sure that there was somebody there.
I agree. That's perfect.
Yeah. So Mr. Overlow texts me and he says that this year the athletic director will have site managers for the new AD site for the first time ever.
Yep, site managers. That's what the term is.
Site managers.
Yep. That's a great idea. Because there's always going to be some kind of question or problem and you have to have an official answer.
Site manager.
Yep.
I'd do that.
Yeah.
Site manager.
Yeah.
You got to do anything?
Yeah. You got to go to the game anyhow.
Yeah.
We're going to be there anyhow. So why not?
You got to be in sight.
Start where you want to be.
You got to be in sight.
That's two different words, S-I-G-H-T and S-I-T-E, but that's okay.
Not too bad.
I think even a person such as yourself that isn't a school official can do that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't think it has to be a teacher, an administrator. It can be just a regular person. Probably shouldn't Bill. Be me. Oh, what's Bill? You can't
he's
read.
An idiot. I don't even know what he's saying.
Can't read Bill's texts on the air.
He should have come up tonight. He'd have been fired up.
Yep.
Absolutely. We got a lot of great people in our schools.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, great people.
Sure we do.
And we got people who got degrees, who's got license, who's got everything. Right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, Joe Bruns has his administration
Joe Bruns
license.
An idiot.
Joe Bubba.
Huh?
Come on, Joe Bubba.
Hey.
I do love Joe Bruns.
Yes.
Burnsy's awesome.
Yeah. Be careful what you say about Joe. There's a lot of people like Joe Bruns a lot.
Bruns?
Yes.
Hey, he's busy.
And I'm one of them.
He's got a daughter that's got a great golf swing, and he's working on it.
Brunsy's daughter has a chance to be really good.
Yes.
She could get a scholarship. Yes. She's that good.
Yes. I agree. Keep working, Joe.
Well, let's be nice to her. She might be in the golf someday. So.
But you could go ahead and throw BP once in a while. Give me a break.
OHSA rule is you must have one appointed school official at football, basketball, and volleyball. This includes junior high and high school.
Really?
We got some great info, yeah. I'll tell you that. Yeah,
but didn't say baseball, swimming, tennis, if you have tennis, and that kind of thing. So,
you don't have to have anybody at baseball?
Well, probably because of spectator.
Huh?
But we have a lot of spectators.
No, we don't. What was that?
Well, not compared to basketball, but we, 150, 200 people is pretty good.
I froze Friday.
It's cold.
Friday?
When did we play?
Well, you opened the window.
It was cold.
You could have left the window closed. No. We had the window closed.
You cannot announce with the, you got to have the sound of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You ever listen to this thing when you can't?
You can't hear nothing.
Pitch in. Okay. Strike. That's a strike.
That's you.
When you got her open,
that's your fault.
When you got her open.
Peanut,
Mason,
Red Hot,
Kobe.
We don't have anybody going through the stand selling Red Hots and peanuts.
We might start.
We might start doing that.
But and that's good. And I had the heater on up there, Bob.
You did. It was nice up there.
Yeah. Well, we
said
you froze.
First base.
Yeah.
It's a little chilly out there.
I got a different propane heater for tomorrow if we need it, if we get a chance to use it. See what happens.
Check her out.
Hey, by the way, I want to give a shout out. Brad Evers got inducted into the FFA Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's awesome.
As an honorary. Yep.
That's a pretty cool deal.
That is pretty cool. He does so many things to help promote kids and things like that. He's a really good asset. Now, somebody did make a comment, why are you wearing a red shirt?
Oh, who gives a crap?
Well, it wasn't St. Henry. It was one from his uncle,
Randy Evers.
Randy Evers. Randy
Evers. I think that I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go on. I'm going to make some people mad here. Mm-hmm. Okay,
probably me.
But everybody says you got to wear a purple shirt.
Todd Homan. You're going to make Todd Homan mad.
Wear a purple shirt. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know
where you're coming from. What if you're coming from work? What if you're coming from the office? What if you're coming from playing golf?
Keep an extra shirt.
Bull crap.
Man, come on.
They know who you're fans of. If they don't, who cares?
Bob, what color shirt are you wearing?
I got a purple shirt on right now.
Yes, you do.
But I'm just saying, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
I'm sure he didn't just happen to stroll in wearing a red shirt. He had that on purpose because it meant something to him. It didn't mean what a lot of people thought it meant, which means we all know he's a St. Henry assistant basketball coach. But,
basketball coach, junior high coach.
He's on the bench sometimes.
Okay, what do you got?
I got one from Jerry Kapp.
All right.
This year, for the first time, umpires ask the home team, who is the person who is designated as the site administrator for this game?
Whoa.
So it's the first time he's ever had that happen.
Really?
Awesome. I didn't know that either.
So you got to have a site administrator every baseball game. And soccer, according to my sources here. We don't have soccer, do we?
No, not high school. We don't have high school. We got little kid soccer.
We got little guys.
Yep. So.
That's interesting.
We gonna.
So who's our site? Well, who is it?
Well, let's make it the mayor.
Let's say it's Cowpier and you.
I will be the site manager.
Yes. Yep.
You got to be certified or anything?
$300 a game.
I don't need paid. That's stupid.
Well.
No. We're just getting some, you know.
It's an informative show.
That is good. If anybody wants to call in and talk, it's 419-516-0702.
Brad Evers does not coach anything anymore.
Right
now? No.
Oh, okay.
So he right now, he said Neil's an idiot.
Well, I don't doubt that.
If he's out there listening, how come he quit announcing the baseball? We got to have him back.
Well, we do need, I'm not saying, I mean, I understand.
I like the kids, but.
Well, Gavin Toby did a very good job. Then the second game, the microphone didn't work.
The sound system is crappy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yep. And they replaced it last year.
No, they didn't.
Well, that's what I was told. It didn't. The first game, you could tell that it was on, but it was all static.
We're all over the board here in this con.
Yep. We are
talking about needing a superintendent.
But
we're everywhere.
But the
we need a superintendent and a sound.
For what I understand, is that Dougie Wendell and some of the baseball guys.
Sound system's a hell of a lot more important than our superintendent.
Yeah. Well, right now it is. Yeah. Some of those guys went out and bought a new system last year.
Hey, feel free to get one in the gym.
That's nice, coach.
It wouldn't bother me any.
Yeah.
Well, what in the hell is that?
It is. It's Charlie Brown. Teacher.
It is.
Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
Come on, dog. Doggy's in charge of that diamond, ain't he? Or who's in charge?
We got to get somebody.
Oh, the site manager. That's you.
Site manager. That's you. Who fixes diamond.
That's Bob Stoggler.
Uh-oh. Site manager. Todd Homan just.
Uh-oh.
Todd says.
I never said that. I wear a blue work shirt for 100% of the games. You are a dip.
Well, boy.
You got, come on, Todd. There's no name throwing.
Apparently, there is.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Right. I don't recognize this one.
Well, I love it. This could be Todd Homan.
This could be Todd.
Hey, well, you're on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Who we got here?
Well, since there's nobody calling, I thought I'd give you a ring.
All right.
Awesome.
Who do we have?
From the Hoosier State.
Rob Weaver.
Radio Rob here.
All right.
That sounds like Rob Weaver.
Rob, I talked to you today a little bit. We're
depression
just,
right
what's
now.
What's going on? Between Fort Carey and Jay County, we got her going right now.
I just thought I'd call you on resignation day and, you know.
It is resignation.
Chime in.
That's a great.
Hey, okay. So 40 years of covering Fort Recovery sports.
Yep.
Trivia question. Let's name all the basketball, boys basketball coaches we've had.
Oh, Jesus.
Over those 40 years.
All right. So Al Souder. We start with Al?
I don't have. Well, no, Al had already left.
Okay. So
at that point.
40 years.
So you're talking about Pat Niekamp.
Pat would be next.
All right.
And he was right. I don't know the answer. I'm just. I'm 70 years old, so I can't remember all this stuff.
Can you name all the Jay County coaches in the last 40 years?
Oh, I could probably come close.
Pretty close.
I'd have to think about it.
Yeah. You know,
and also, I think you guys ought to run for school board.
Yeah, we straight things out.
That would solve a lot of the problems.
And create new ones.
How many years was you on the school board?
Four.
Okay, four. How? What do you think of that?
It's a tough job.
I bet
tough
it
job.
Is.
It is a tough job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is really a tough
job. Pretty hard to please everybody, isn't it?
Oh yeah. And of course, you gotta have money to do these nice things you're talking about.
Yeah.
So,
Rob, a speaker.
Hey,
yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not hearing any names here. Doug Dunlap. Remember?
Oh, you're ready. Okay.
It was Mudboat and then Shellabogger,
I'm not really
right?
Ready, but.
Pat Niekamp, Shellabogger,
Doug Dunlap. And then we had Kurt Shellabogger. Did you get Kurt Shellabogger?
Yeah, we had Kurt.
Yeah, right. He was in there. Yeah.
And we had Dunlap. Then we had
another guy I can't remember. Then Jeff Reisner, right?
Jeff Reisner. Who was in there?
Matt Relidge.
Matt Relidge did about three games.
Matt Relidge.
That was after Jeff Reisner.
That was after.
Yeah. We're missing one.
There's one in between.
We're missing one though.
Yeah, there's one in between there, and then it was Reisner, and then Matt Rutledge, and then Joe Bruns. So we had in 20 years, counting Al Souders last year, we had 7 head coaches in basketball.
Who are we missing?
There's another guy. I remember Dunlap because he knew like Pete Gillen and some of those people down in Cincinnati, and that was pretty neat.
Seems like we're missing one, though.
There is one in there, but I don't remember who it was.
We're talking about between Schellenberger and Dunlap?
I think after Dunlap and before Reisner, I think. But somewhere in there. I'm not sure. But it was one of those 2 year and gone guys, I think. Maybe 3, but I think it was 2.
And then after Brunzi, then we had... Patchy take over for Brunzi?
I think so. I believe.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, Patchy's been here a while.
And then who took over for Patchy?
It'll be Chris, wouldn't it?
Chris Gugelmeller.
Yeah, for 2 years.
Googsy, there you go.
Googsy. And then Bayshore.
Bayshore. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at about 10 coaches probably in the 40 years. Was that, would you say that's right?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's probably about right. Yeah. So who's the next one?
The next head coach.
What's your speculation here?
Now, can I speculate here or not?
Yes.
Speculate.
Okay, here's my predictions for our next head coaches.
All right.
Now, these are entirely just my wish list.
Wish list.
Okay.
I know what one's going to be.
Tyler Niekamp for boys basketball coach.
Mm-hmm. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Could happen.
Yep.
And Mandy Hastings is a girls basketball coach.
I don't know if she'd want that or not.
Why? Busy. Got a daughter coming up? What do you mean busy?
Yeah, I got 2 daughters. That'd be big.
And Rob Weaver as assistant coach.
or superintendent. Yeah,
right. Or superintendent.
Superintendent.
We know we're looking for superintendent too, right?
Yes, I understand that. Yeah, I said it was resignation day.
Resignation day.
It is unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Oh, I don't get it.
Well, hey, good talking with you. You're having a nice program here.
How about let's talk a little bit about it. Before you hang
out. I'm here watching the Pacers win. The Pacers are going to win tonight. What more can I ask? The Pacers are going to win, and I'm listening to sports
talk. How about the Reds?
You want?
Let's talk about the Reds.
How about Radio the Reds?
Oh, no.
We got trouble.
It's early. Okay.
It's still early.
It is early, but...
They're getting the pitching. You know, the pitching is usually the key thing. So maybe the hitting will come along. We hope.
I agree with you. I ain't gave up yet. It's early.
Yep. Let's go.
No.
That's right. Mr. Weaver, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Thanks for calling in, Rob.
Hey, good talking with you.
I'm sure we'll see you at the baseball field.
Yep.
We'll probably be around. Okay. All right, buddy.
See ya.
Bye.
Rob Weaver of WPG14 in Portland and just an all-around Hall of Famer.
Jerry Kopp's got another one for you.
Jerry Kopp's got another one. I got some here, too. Let's go.
If the AD is in attendance, they would be the designated site administrator. If not, the head coach is the... designated.
So he could toss somebody.
Trent Beckman. Yes. News this year for baseball at our pregame meeting, you have to ask the head coach, who's your site manager?
Yep.
It's usually the head coach.
Yes.
It is for ejections and other things that could occur during the contest.
Oh, so if Trent throws me out, Jerry's got to toss.
Trent, you throw Harold out, you're going to have a price to pay, Hoss. We'll be coming out of this press
Trent
box.
Going at it. Trent throws me out. Jerry says, no, I'm the site administrator.
He had a strike zone the size of my belly the other night at St. Henry game.
Yeah.
Couldn't miss. Every pitch was a strike.
It was cold. He had to go.
Yeah. Well,
it was cold.
In my head, he was calling them the same way both ways. So.
Oh, I ain't saying that.
Usually striker or ball.
I don't have any problem with
it. Is it usually striker or ball?
He's pretty good about that.
Yeah.
He's one of the best I've ever seen.
I've never seen him have a do-over.
Trent Beckman does every 4 cover game.
He does.
We go to Slina, there's Beckman. We go to 4 cover. There's what is the
he
deal on that?
The purple and white. He likes us.
Maybe he could be our new coach.
If he liked us that much, we'd be undefeated.
That's a good point. No, so. Chuck Etzler loved Fort Covey. We never won when Chuck umpired.
Yep.
And Chuck Etzler is the greatest human being in the world.
Awesome.
Well, second.
No, his wife is number one.
Kathy's number one.
Hey, it's her birthday. We missed Kathy.
Really?
Happy birthday, Mrs.
Really?
Etzler.
That is big.
I didn't get that on my Facebook page. What the heck?
What do you mean? It was all over Facebook.
Well, I didn't. I didn't get much chance to look.
I wasn't April Fool's, was it?
Seriously?
I'm starting to think about it because I swear to God, I told her happy birthday during basketball season.
Somebody
might have got us.
You think somebody got us?
I think somebody might have got us.
Kathy's, well, I'm pretty sure she's one of my Facebook friends, but I don't have it on there
yet.
Didn't you?
No, all April, I didn't get one.
Didn't get one?
Nope. But I was on it. I mean, I was on it. I mean, I was like a cat. You ain't going to mess with me this year.
Somebody had one. Somebody had a pretty good one, too.
Really?
Oh, Dean Zeringer.
Maybe this is April Fool's, all these guys resigning.
Hey, there you go. We're just kidding. Everybody's back.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Status quo. Park board or school board.
So what was it that Dean did?
Put all his cars on there. It says, I got to get my house paid for. I'm going to have to part with some of the toys.
Whoa.
So he had pictures of all his cars. And then the next day, I was thinking, I can't believe Dean's getting rid of all the cars. He works so hard on them.
Somebody do that to him?
Are you kidding me? Because I dare. He goes, that's April Fool's. I am not getting rid of my cars.
No, jeez.
He did it on himself?
He did it. I don't know who he was doing. He was actually aiming it at, but he had me. I was like,
use mine. You got your use looking.
I can't believe he's getting rid of that. I'll take that one.
Yeah, when he worked at Hastings, he was one of a whole bunch of really great detail guys.
He's pretty good detail.
You had Stoney, you had him.
Ross Goode.
Well, and Ross learned to do it. He wasn't like that before. Steve Wendell. There was like six or eight of them in a row that were just phenomenal people.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's change the subject.
Okay.
Can Fort Recovery Radio broadcast the school board meeting?
Possibly. There's no, legally we can.
Salina's got all that stuff. They even got some dude who brought a...
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it could be done. I don't think, for the most part, those school board meetings are very dry and boring. I've been to...
What? Right now?
Well, I didn't say right now. I said for the most part.
You ever do town council meeting?
Nope.
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 Neil, this is an opportunity.
Well, okay, here's a thing. In St. Mary's, they actually TV and all that kind of stuff, live stream.
Okay.
But 40 years ago, Tom Hastings.
As in Carl's dad?
Yeah, Carl's dad that ran the, probably 50 years ago because the paper's been out of business for 40 years, but after the fire. But he brought his tape recorder in so he wouldn't get information incorrect, and they made him turn that off.
Really?
Yes, they did not want that recorded.
Interesting.
And you know, I go to almost every council meeting, and there's a lot of things said that really should.
Bill Stalker says it's you don't need a site manager at soccer because it's not a sport.
Not a real sport.
Bill should be on school board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with that.
He'd be great, wouldn't he?
It'd be a little problem in the summertime when he's at the...
We'd get sued.
About
once every month.
Yeah. Not too bad.
From Bill.
Yeah.
Lawyers would not be happy.
No.
And you know, Mercer County cover-up guy would really be... He'd be looking for all kind of dirt on Billy.
I'm sending out an invitation to Ray Sevier. Come on here.
Yep.
You got an open... Come on out and talk to us.
I had emailed him and asked him if he wanted to, and he said, we'll try to figure out a time. Then he went, did a little research, looked on our page, and found out that Bill was one of our people. He said, if Bill Stogner's involved, I am out.
Scared of him.
Yeah,
who in our school system has a superintendent license?
In the school system?
Yeah.
Well... Evers West Curtis. And, I think it's an administrator. So Tony Stahl would.
Tony Stahl is a champ.
Yeah.
Tony Stahl's awesome.
He's probably a little young for a superintendent, but I don't have any problem with that. His character is beyond anything that we've
ever... Give it to Overla. Overla's great.
Yes.
He really likes
being around the kids, but our administration office is in the high school building, so that's a possibility. Of course, if he does that, then we need a high school principal, and that's okay too. But Joe Bruns.
We got to move some people around.
I think there are two other people that I heard several years ago, but I don't remember who they are that have the license, but aren't wanting to.
Brunzy?
Joe Brunzy. He did have. I don't know if it ever lapses, but.
I think Jerry Stallman's wife has a license.
She might. There's several people.
I think
people.
Kim Neekin. I think we got all kinds of people mm-hmm. that's got.
That might have that.
Yeah.
Well, I
How
think.
How about it, Brent? He got any?
Brent? No. Brent.
He's out.
Brent is out.
Why?
I don't like him.
You don't like him?
I don't like him.
That's news to a lot of people, including you.
Brent?
Yes.
He says he can get maple syrup out of his trees in the woods.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. He says it's unbelievable.
He got me hooked.
Are you going to interrupt me again, or am I knocking you out?
Okay, I'm sorry.
You some?
No, he didn't get me some, but I bought some because he got Vermont. Me so fired up about it.
Go to Vermont, we get it.
Bill says in Canada... He was up in Canada, mm-hmm. and you eat maple syrup like ketchup. You put it on everything.
Maple syrup, everything.
Yeah. He said, like, you got pea soup, squirt maple
syrup.
Maple
syrup.
I have no idea if it's true or not. Pea soup. Why would you get pea soup, first of all?
That's bad.
Yeah.
I had peas yesterday.
Ugh.
That's one of the few that I do not
Not
like.
A fan.
They're not as good as your donuts.
No. They're what?
No. Not as good as Spencey's donuts.
Donuts were good.
They were great.
They were great to fish
for. Yeah, I thought they were good.
You should make donuts for the school board.
That'd make everybody happy.
Okay. You in or out?
But keep everybody happy.
Okay, I'll go down to the cafeteria, whip up some donuts, and take them into them.
We'll get stuff done.
Yeah. We should have, tomorrow, we should have donuts and stuff at the school. For everybody.
For everybody.
It's kids and all. Courtesy of Fort Curry Radio. You can get your credit card?
Well, I'm not sure I can find that many donuts for 500 kids.
Might not be able to get it, huh?
We gotta change the, you know, everybody's all uptight here. We're changing it. We are Fort Recovery. We are the greatest town in the freaking world. Huh? No, Neil, in or out?
We are definitely there. Awesome. I don't have any problem with that.
I wouldn't trade this town.
Nope.
I wouldn't trade this school.
Nope.
I wouldn't trade anything there is about this place for anything.
Nope.
I don't care. If you don't want to be here, if you don't want to come here.
That is.
See you later. We've been great for 230 years, and we're going to be great for another 230 years.
Another 200.
Yep.
You agree with me, Spencey?
Yes, I do.
Fee, you with me?
I'm in.
Let's take a break. We'll come back last segment. We got to talk about our NCAA stuff. We're going to keep talking about this. Phone lines are open. 419-516-0702. Shoot us a text. Bub and Fee, right after this.
Here are this week's butcher specials through April 4th at Wayne Street Market. They have quarter-pound ground chuck patties, 4-to-a-package, for just $3.79. Also, Eckrich bologna is only $1.99 a pound. Just stop by Wayne Street Market now through Thursday, April 4th, and check out these and other great deals. 81% lean quarter-pound ground chuck patties for $3.79, packaged and ready to go, and Eckrich bologna for just $1.99 a pound. Great deals at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The 8th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 7th, 8th, and 9th at Fort Site Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents.
Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team spot before Monday, June 3rd, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2019 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head down to Forsyth Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2019 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun.
You don't have the greatest song in the world.
Goosebumps.
I wrote that song.
No, you didn't.
Oh, hey, good right. job.
We got all kinds. We got texts coming in wide open.
All right. What we got?
Huh? Okay, first of all, we got Brad Evers, who says, how about this for promotional game on the baseball?
Yep.
We get the new Dairy Queen to donate mini ice cream helmets.
Nice.
For recovery.
Hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the Fort Recovery logo and their names on the back. I'm in.
That's a great idea.
Fort Recovery Dairy Queen opens tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I'll be in line at 10:30.
Yes.
I'm thinking about camping there.
I'm in.
Camping.
Excited.
Okay. Yeah.
You ever had Saturday Dairy Queen ice cream?
I don't eat a lot of ice cream.
Neil, you'll be there once a week, maybe twice a week.
Well, I might. I'd probably get a milkshake or a sundae or something. But that one just
they got cheese
cream.
Curds.
Yes.
Cheese curds.
Squeakers?
I just spit peanut on.
Oh, oops.
John and Eddie?
I think I just spit it on Susan Manchester's business card. Sorry, Mrs. Manchester.
Now she's a peanut head.
Yeah.
She's peanut.
Todd Lubner. Sorry, Mrs. Lubner. Think anybody knows about that?
No, I don't. But
yeah. Saturday Night Live with Belushi and Gilda Radner?
I can't remember that far back.
What? B?
I'm old.
What do you think, Bobby?
I mean, me and you, we've been here a long time.
Long time.
And this is one of the crazier days we've had in the school system.
Might be the craziest.
But we will survive.
Absolutely.
And we will. We will get better.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm 100% behind our school board.
We got
100% behind.
Fantastic school system.
Yep.
So you think any of these changes are bad, or it's just changes that are going to happen someday anyway, so don't get excited? Are we losing it? Do you think we are losing anybody who is irreplaceable?
Well, nobody's irreplaceable.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. And Ferksy, we had to see that. I mean, he's put his application in everywhere for the last 3 years. So
yeah. He's ready.
Well, you know, he's a great administrator,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to do well wherever he goes.
Yep.
I don't have that. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's anybody that thought he was staying forever was fooling themselves, because this is, you know, he's too young to be here forever. That just isn't. We have a great school system, but we are not the pinnacle of schools in Ohio. Maybe in a lot of things, but money wise and status wise, we are not there. He can get to someplace with noticeably more money and more status. So
money don't bring happiness.
But if he's good and they're willing to pay him more, you know, he's going somewhere. You just have to know that.
We got a fish fry, all you can eat fish, to benefit the Fort Recovery High School Quiz Bowl team.
Yep.
Trip to the national contest in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
That's a week from Friday.
Dollars.
You got that on your commercials?
Yep. That's the next one coming up.
$8. You get fish, fries, coleslaw, and applesauce.
Can't be.
I don't like coleslaw.
Well, you don't have to eat the coleslaw.
I like applesauce.
Can I get extra fries?
Probably.
Double the fries.
Double fry. Hold off on coleslaw. I don't need applesauce. I mean, I can take or leave applesauce.
Don't matter.
Just eat the fish.
I love fish.
Fish is good.
huge fish guy.
Fish guy.
Yep.
And the Fort Recovery quiz team was MAC champs.
MAC champs.
Yes.
So they're going to New Orleans.
Yep.
Going down to the bayou.
I like it.
You got that song? Da 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 on the bayou.
Oh, Jambalaya.
Yeah, okay. Jambalaya. You like that song?
I love it. That song. That's Hank Sr.
Hank Sr.
No.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Is that good? Mm-hmm. How about our Fort Recovery Radio?
I think we have it here.
Which one's that?
I think this is it.
Jambalaya.
You gotta go.
Goodbye, Joe.
Me, yeah, turn that up.
Me, oh my.
Fort Recovery quiz team.
Me, yes, sir.
Heading to the bio.
My mom,
my mom, the sweetest one. Imagine somebody listening to us right now. They're like, what in the hell?
This is sports talk. What the hell is
it? Imagine Ryan and Mike Sosa. I'll see what I listen to.
Yeah.
I'll hear what these guys talk about.
What in the hell? I will never go.
Playing Hank Sr. Hank Sr. Probably not many shows of it. Hey, Hank Sr. and Ryan Mike sell on
you get the same one.
You get fined for that?
No.
Huh?
No, we didn't play enough of it.
How much we got to play? I want to get a fine. Have we got fined yet?
No.
Then let's quit worrying about it.
We're close.
Well, the fines, you know, the fine that that Fishmo's got for putting the
Neil,
NFL
in
ticket.
The history of the world. They've never banned. They've never said, "Hey, you played a song for 17 seconds too long. It's going to cost you $5,000." That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, that might be the dumbest thing you ever heard of, but it is not never in the history of the world.
Mm.
That is definitely a thing that they do.
Howdy, heck! If me and Harold sing the song,
yeah.
There you go. You're good.
Yeah.
We're okay with it.
Well, unless you've got a recording out in your producer sues us.
I don't think we do.
I haven't heard it.
No, I don't think so.
Hastings back us?
Yeah.
You in or out?
We're in.
Who takes care of the baseball diamond?
The head coach right now.
What's going on? What's happening?
A little dirty out there.
Okay, so here's my question, okay?
Who's going
to mow it? We got our butt chewed out because we mowed it when we weren't supposed to.
Yep.
We have a contract with somebody who's in charge of the baseball diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
I don't know anything about that.
I think it's correct.
Okay.
And now the diamond is...
We need her mowed.
We got to get her mowed. We got to get it raked up. We got to get some TLC on that bad boy.
Mm-hmm. It could use some love.
Does need love.
Mm-hmm.
What we need is get this new baseball complex built. Yep. How are we going to do that? Yeah. We got no coaches. We got no principals.
Wow ticket.
We got no. The wow.
The wow ticket. I'm going to bring it in, baby.
$240,000 worth of prizes.
I still got 45 spots left on last ticket. Count me out.
Oh, yeah. That last.
Jeff Hobbs. I need some Scoobies.
Hobbs, you going to pay for your ticket or not?
I'll put him in. But
yeah, we got to go.
I said, gosh dang it.
Yeah.
Did you fill it out?
Yeah,
filled her out.
You got her filled out? All right.
I got some other ones. Toby Seifert.
Toby?
He's got one.
He's in.
Yeah. I think that's all of them I got. I got about four or five of them out, but the other ones are mine.
They're all good.
Yeah.
You're good.
And we're giving away a gun Saturday night at the Brick Street.
It's like 10 of them.
You ain't giving away 10 guns.
10 yeah. guns. We're crazy. Yeah. That's why this is a great community. We'll give you a gun.
I can't believe our superintendent and coaches all left.
Why would everybody leave?
We got gun raffle.
Guns.
You can't swing a dead cat out hitting a gun raffle ticket in this town.
Exactly. Come on.
Hey, are you going up Saturday night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Be a huge crowd.
Oh, be a huge crowd.
Be sweating bullets in the old Brick Street. Be like old days.
Be like the old days.
Oh, is it cost to get in? No.
I don't think so.
No.
We got 50-50s.
Yep.
We got this raffling off 6 to 10 guns. You said 10. I don't think it's 10. I think it's 6. 10. You got the thing?
I'm trying to find it on Facebook here. But
I got no early bird ain't on here.
What kind of gun can I win? I want a big gun.
I think these are pistols, but I'm not 100% certain of that.
We got bazookas.
Bazookas?
Yeah.
We got any guns that are automatic? Want guns?
No.
I don't think.
You ain't allowed to do that?
No.
About a grenade launcher.
What in the world would you want with an automatic gun?
Make sure you
sometimes.
Because you got a bag
right by this place. See you sitting in here. Brett's still missing.
Okay.
Still miss.
Yeah, I'm elusive.
You are quick. No, you always hiding that thing there.
Yeah. I could if I knew you were coming.
Never get you.
Or I could just go somewhere else. Not even be here.
It's late.
Probably be smarter than hiding.
Pop's coming with a gun. I think I'll leave.
What? Uh-oh.
I got late. Get you.
So we got to look at our bracketology.
Bracketology.
Okay. Now, Randy Diller's leading, but he's done.
He's got
because
Gonzaga.
He's got Gonzaga. No. He got Duke, don't he?
He got Gonzaga, I believe.
Well, they're out, right?
They're done.
Yep. Almost everybody's out.
Actually, two people got Michigan. One's got Michigan State.
Fee, you can win this.
I can't win it. I got Duke.
Oh.
I'm done.
There's a Feely that can win. Let me look at this.
My wife was, if Kentucky would have won, she was cakewalking.
Really?
Yeah.
Check your bracket. All right, here we go.
Maybe Kelsey. I can't get maybe Cody's wife.
Could be.
All right, so here we go. Brewer the Dog is in the top 85. He's got 85% right.
All right.
But that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, it sucks. All right. So leading is Rick R.D. Picks. And he's got Gonzaga.
Yeah.
He can't win.
He done.
Well, he could win.
Yeah.
Who else does he have in the Final Four, Dina? Can you tell?
Hmm?
If he's got some of the other Final Four in there, he has a chance.
Two people got Virginia.
You can't get it on?
It's making me mad. I can't even find bracketology. It's good.
You can't find nothing? All right.
No.
We might have another phone call here coming in.
Phone call?
Yep. This could be a good one. Let's get them. We could possibly have the commissioner of the OHSAA calling in right now.
Ooh, that'd be big.
That wouldn't be too bad, Mr. Snodgrass.
Big Jerry.
Neil walks away. If he calls in, you going to be able to answer it? No. Oh, jeez. Hope he can.
I'll think I'll come in here.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I got it. No, I don't. Ashley Greasup.
Ashley Greasup's
got if Virginia chance. Wins.
Yes.
She's in.
She's in.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Who do we have on the line here?
This is Jerry Snodgrass calling in.
Mr. Snodgrass, first of all, thanks. I know you're a busy fella for taking the time to call Sports Talk with Bubba.
That's awesome, calling in.
Here in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
That's okay. I would have called a little earlier, but I just saw it.
Well, I understand. First of all, Jerry, congratulations on another high school state tournament. I absolutely thought it was one of the best state tournaments we've had in a long time.
Great one.
Just from an entertainment value.
Well, I really thank you, you know, because whether we like it or not, it's filtered down to high school sports, but to some degree, we are in the entertainment business also. I, as a former basketball coach, it pains me to say that at times.
I know, I understand. But, yep.
You know, but even from, obviously, we're there for the play on the court, you know, and what they do. But, you know, too, we have to fill every halftime. We have to fill every timeout slot with something, you know, to pique the interest. And that's everything, you know, from, I know for the girls, we had the Troy Pop Rock, the jump rope group. We try to honor people during timeouts. So that's all part of it. And it doesn't just happen. I mean, I did it for 10 years, and I had a very tough time walking away from it. But I have a wonderful staff that picked me up and just, he took it and ran with it.
Jerry, you one thing that we talk about state tournament and the attendance, and that's been a thing me and you talked about here at Fort Recovery when we honored Al Souter. And we addressed it a couple times and talk about the philosophy and what we're trying to do to get that state tournament to where it needs to get to.
Well, you know, I mean, there's so many reasons. And you know what? One of the things, you know, people talk about TV. It's really hard. It's really difficult to put the real value or whatever I want to call it on what impact the impact. We don't really know. I used to believe years ago that television had a huge impact. I'm not sure it does. I think social media, the cell phone capabilities today probably have more to do with it than TV does. I often believe the people that watch it on TV may not have been coming to the tournament anyhow. Now, would they if there was no other option to watch it? maybe. I don't know. But it is what it is. I mean, so that's part of it. I had a young man who has been attending the state tournament for the last 10 years write me an email because I welcome feedback.
Sure.
And he told me something. He's been coming with his dad the last 10 years. He actually sits on Prince Row. His dad is a radio announcer up in the Van Wert area. But he would come every year for 10 years, for the last 10 years. And he wrote something in his email. He listed like 6 points. He mentioned TV. But the sixth point he mentioned, he said, you, directing it to me, said, you probably don't want to hear this, but my generation, meaning his, he's a freshman in college. He said, my generation does not value high school basketball like yours did. You know what? I believe him. I believe him. I don't know what to blame that on. I really don't. I think that's part of it. So, you know, you look at just in the girls' tournament, which was most pronounced, Pickerington Central High School. And there was hardly anybody in the student section at all. And it's a neighbor. So, you know, I don't know. We've tried to go the route of the entertainment.
Sure.
You know, by what I mentioned about the jump rope groups, you know, all the different things, honoring anniversary teams, which I started a couple of years ago. I hate to say this, but obviously that's not working. I think, you know, we're going to keep doing it.
Absolutely.
We're going to keep providing a quality event. And that's what we have to keep considering.
Jerry, you look back, and do you think that, like, you're from Northwest Ohio, you know, you coached at Findlay, and you're from around here, and you know, we're in the MAC and the Midwest, and, the, you know, we grow up here. But these teams right. that we're seeing in Columbus, like all the D3 teams, they're assembled teams. Mm-hmm. And that's tough.
It is so tough. And you know what? I don't duck that issue. I have people, you know I'm pretty active on social media, and, you know, people reach out and they'll say, well, they won't reach out, but they'll say, thank the OHSAA for that. I want to reply. I'm usually pretty good at replying, but I keep my tongue in cheek a little bit when I say, you know what? They should probably thank state legislators for that too, because state legislators are the ones that permitted open enrollment. And any of us that coached in the early to mid 90s when that came in, we all said the same thing. What an effect this is. We just couldn't believe it at the time that you could go to school somewhere where you didn't live. That was unheard of.
That's crazy.
But you can now. You can. And to say, I mean, this isn't the company line, and this is not a defense of me or my predecessor, Dr. Dan Ross. It is what it is. It's not our fault that kids can go there. We're trying our best to control it, but we have legal fees out the nose right now because of how we're trying to defend that.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, any kid can go to this school or that school for their music program. Any kid can go to this school or that school if they have open enrollment for their orchestra programs, their English program, whatever it may be. But we also say that athletics are part of the educational system, but we don't let them do that. That's a very interesting concept that I do not have a 100% answer to. But I'm just saying, kind of in defense, it's not just the OHSAA's fault.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. When you took this job, what, 2 years ago, did you ever?
Feels like 2 years. It only feels like 2 years ago. It was July. It was about 7 months ago.
7 months? I thought this was your second state tournament.
No. I started in July in this job. In this current role.
Ain't that amazing?
I don't want to give it away too bad. People that think I might have a 2-year contract will try to call and get me out. So I don't, but
you talk about you on social media and everybody that, you know, I love following you on social media because I see things on social media I love. I seen a picture of Tom Souter and his dad.
Yes.
And Al is 90. This is his, what was it, like 67th state tournament. I seen the guy here in town, Bill Bechtel, this was his 50th. And you get that stuff all the time. And that stuff that when you being on social media, that I really think that's a positive step.
Absolutely it is.
I do believe that, and I appreciate you saying that. You know, as I know what you set yourself up for on social media. I know that. I also don't mind it, because one of the biggest goals, it is actually one of the best, the number one goal I had going into this year, my first year, by the way, was to tell our story better. And let me give you two examples of that. Something that I'm going to say here on radio, but I don't put necessarily on social media, but it is a way to tell our story. And that is number one. How about the number of people that say, I've got to take this back to the St. John Arena? Do you hear that once in a while?
All the time. Absolutely.
Guess what? I'd love to put it on social media, but we can't.
No.
We simply can't. We don't own St. John Arena. Mm-hmm. The Ohio State University does. I'm respectful of that. And for the first 10 years when I was an assistant and did administrate basketball solely, I asked them every year. And you know what they finally told me? Would you please quit asking? We're not going to let you use it. It's the home of several other things. There's zero parking available.
Right.
It just wouldn't work. A billion stars would have to line up in order to do that. Let me tell you the second thing. The second thing is, I also hear all the time how much we're just hurting people by not putting these games on STO or Fox. You know what? This is hard to believe, but as much as I have a relationship with them, I cannot tell STO and Fox to put them on. You know, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
STO, Fox does not see value enough in our content. And you know why? They have the Cavs. They have the Blue Jackets. They have the Reds. Indians.
Yeah, makes sense.
And the Reds. They just don't see the value in our content. So I don't want to bash them. That's their prerogative to do that. But at the same time, you know, again, social media kind of opens yourself up to that criticism. And I'm a little careful. I'd love to answer those kinds of things, but I have to be careful of any type of future corporate relations, too.
The only people who are barking to get this thing back at St. John is old farts like me, who used to love the thing. The young kids could care less about going into St. John's.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you know as well as I do. I mean, it is a big arena that we're playing in. And I don't own the Schottenstein, so they won't take the seats out that I'd like. I've offered them suggestions on how to renovate, but they won't do it.
You don't have that much pull?
I'd love to spend their money. How's that? You know, but it is what it is. I mean, so a lot of those different products come into it, you know, that all lead, I think, a little bit to that declining attendance. But, you know, you look at, and when I say the MAC, I'm looking at the Mid-American Conference and the collegiate level, mm-hmm. The Bowling Greens and Toledo's. And for the most part, you look at attendance at those events, they're horrendous.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I had their money to deal with it. They don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have that. So, you know, it is a product of what it is. And we're just going to keep trying to sell more tickets and keep trying to put on a good product.
We're on the right track. The transfer rule, the stuff like that is on the right track. I think what you've made, the changes you've made for competitive balance is also on the right track. Now, let's turn our focus to football a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The state tournament. We're going back to Stark County, correct?
Correct.
And what's your thinking there? I am a fan of having it at Ohio State. Is that something that's something that's bid out? How's that work?
Yes and no. You know, and again, being extremely respectful of the Ohio State University, and trust me, I do know. You know, one of the best recollections I have is that I remember standing. I love to do this. I stand down at the tunnel. I do this in basketball, too, but at a different location, obviously. But I stand down the tunnel when players are coming out of that tunnel onto the Ohio Stadium. I stood in the tunnel when they're coming out onto the field at Stark County. And just listen to the kids. Look at their eyes. Look at their facial expressions. And I'm here to tell you, it's the same both places.
Well, I'm sure.
But I get that idea of playing in Ohio State. I get that. I totally get that. On the other hand, it is also, you know, being respectful of Ohio State, I'm respectful of the fact that they can't always make everything available to us. Like, you know, every place. In other words, you know, they may not be able to open all gates for us. They may not be able to open up all restrooms. Yeah. They may not. And here's the other part of that, whether people want to admit it or not, is we're a business, albeit a nonprofit. If it's astronomical to rent one place and so much cheaper to rent another, it has to be considered. With declining attendance and we have no membership fees, somebody asked me at a Kiwanis meeting yesterday, well, where do you get your money then to operate? Solely from ticket sales and 10% of the corporate partnerships. But the point is, Ohio State's not always really available to us. So I'm saying a little lukewarm there when I say that. But we've got to make sure that whatever we use, that it's staffed properly, that we have the proper experience for the kids, that we have parking available. All those things enter into it. It's not, we get the experience, but at the same time, we've got to take those other things into consideration.
I couldn't agree more with you. How about, let's talk a little bit about your you have a couple things that I think is really cool also. The golden megaphone with the kids is great, and the appreciation, military night.
Yeah.
And we did that with For Sales, and man, I goosebumps.
I am thrilled that you said this on air. I have certain things that in my career that I am the most proud of. I'm a proud former teacher, and I'm very proud of that. But one of the things is the golden megaphone and what it's accomplished in a short period of time. I thought it might have a 2-year life expectancy. I was actually, you know, when I took this new role, I'm not going to be able to do that. I thought it'd just kind of die out. We had more requests to get involved in it than ever. And I have met some wonderful kids. And if you follow me on social media, you know I've made a fool out of myself at many sessions on a Friday night. And I love it. I've traveled the state doing that. And I have met some wonderful future leaders. And proud as can be for those kids. We brought 14 different groups to the state tournament this year. I was so proud of that. And I had a staff, a couple of good assistants that really bought into that. You know what? They all have pajama night. They all have tourist night. Mm-hmm. They all have this stuff. Hey, let's make one night that we show appreciation to the military. Mm-hmm. And everybody buy into it. And it's so fun. The first year we started it, when schools reached out to me and said, what do you want us to do? And for that, and the best answer ever was, we're not telling you what to do at all. You guys decide. And I'm telling you, on that night, January 18th this past year, it brings tears to my eyes. And I'm not kidding.
It is awesome.
For what kids have done to show their respect. I'm so proud of that. And it's gotten some national attention. So I really appreciate you saying that.
Well, I'm, you know, the older we get, the more softer we get. And when stuff like that happens, yep. You know, it gets me, man.
It does get you.
And I think that was a wonderful program that you initiated. I know you're busy, partner, and you know, basketball's over, but it just steps right into baseball.
Baseball's coming,
and track, and I know you're a busy fella. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Well, can I say this very, very quickly?
Sure.
You know, you mentioned about, you know, Stark County and all that. You do know that we're going to Akron.
I heard that. Yeah.
And that's a function of the facility we've been using. Huntington Park just is not available to us. It's not that we diss them or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just they're not available. They have homestands, and it wasn't going to work. So for at least 2 years, and we looked at Dayton. We looked at some other places that Dayton was also not available. So Akron was available and, you know, more than willing. And actually, we're going to have a lot of cost savings there. But they'll roll out the red carpet for us. And it's a great, great facility. So. Yeah.
Well, that's right.
But anyway, thank you.
Jerry, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to Sports Talk here on Fort Recovery Radio. We will talk to you soon, my friend. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
You bet. And thank you guys very much. I appreciate being on.
Jerry Snodgrass, Commissioner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
You're invited to the Scholastic Bowl Fish Fry on Friday evening, April 12th, at the High School Commons from 4:30 to 7. The dinner comes with fries, coleslaw, applesauce, coffee or lemonade, plus all the fish you care to eat. Tickets are just $8 and are available for Mr. Knuth, Mr. Hawk, any member of the Scholastic Bowl team, or at the high school office. Please purchase your tickets ahead of time. Carryouts will also be available. Help support our MAC Championship Scholastic Bowl team and get some great food, too. The Scholastic Bowl Fish Fry on Friday, April 12th at the High School Commons from 4:30 to 7. All-you-can-eat fish for only $8. Please get your tickets ahead of time from Mr. Knuth, Mr. Hawk, any member of the Scholastic Bowl team, or at the high school office. The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecued chicken dinners on Sunday, April 7th at the Fire Hall. That's right, they'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. The tickets are pre-sale only, and the dinners are only $7 each and are available from any of the firemen. And be sure to grab a couple of extra dinners for a quick lunch during the week. Get your tickets now, then stop down on Sunday, April 7th from 4 to 6 and pick up your chicken dinners. Just drive through the alley from the west and pull up to the window. Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 7th from 4 to 6. Get your tickets now from any Fort Recovery firefighter.
We're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Bobby.
Neil Spencer, the owner and operator of Fort Recovery Radio.
FRR.
We got Chicken Fireman, Fireman Chicken.
Fireman Chicken.
Sunday.
Yep, it's the best Sunday. One of the year.
It is the best one of the year.
It's my favorite.
Did you get yours yet?
Yep. I ain't got them yet, but Kimmy's better at me. So.
Kimmy always gets you.
If you don't, or I'll burn the fire department down.
That's cool. It's Roger Reynolds is the new chief.
He's the chief?
Yep.
Yeah.
Has he taken over yet? Or
no idea.
I don't know.
Roger will be tremendous.
Doesn't matter.
He'll be tremendous.
We had Kim till Roger takes over. I mean, I don't see
any problem with either one.
We have a great fire department.
We're very lucky in this town.
Yes.
We have a great school.
Yes, we do.
School's awesome.
We have the greatest town.
Our village administration is extremely
good. No, that's where we lack.
Well, I was talking about Randy Diller, not Dave Kalman.
And both of them are a little shaky. Randy's getting old.
Yeah, a little shaky.
Hey, old and experienced.
I was down at the park today. They got the cement poured for the new building.
Yep.
It's beautiful.
Looks great.
Folks, our parks are top notch.
I was in there. I stopped down this afternoon, and I actually walked into that new building.
What'd you think?
Well, it isn't finished, but it's going to be very nice. That is impressive beyond words.
I love it. I do.
That is going to be a thing.
Your wife bought us pickleball
equipment.
Yeah. She wants to play pickleball.
I got a jar of Vlasic.
I'll play pickleball.
We're going to play some pickleball.
I think that's great.
I seen the lights on last night.
I don't know what it is.
Well, we're going to play.
It's tennis.
Fort Recovery Radio Pickle League.
We might have
pickles. Yeah, we play a match, eat a Vlastic pickle.
Have a pickle.
Vlastic, yeah.
Vlastic.
There's not a T in it, but Vlastic.
Yeah?
Vlastic.
Look at it.
I've looked at
that's
it.
That's the best tasting pickle I've ever had.
Yeah. That's the imitation of Groucho Marx. But,
Groucho.
That was awesome. On the
Yep. It was awesome.
So we got Indian baseball tomorrow. Fort Recovery travels to Parkway. Or are they coming?
Yes, we're going to Parkway.
We're going to Parkway.
We're going to Parkway.
Big game.
Big game.
Yep. Yeah,
I think we're about an even team, too. I think
bring them on.
About the same. It'll be a great game.
Girls softball team, they got Parkway?
I don't remember.
Congratulations on them. They just destroyed LCC the other night, 13-1.
Big win.
Lydia Winnie's got like 17 home runs in two games.
Yep. She hit one last year against LCC when we were down there announcing that. The boys.
We're going to do a girls game.
We got to do another girls game.
Yeah.
We did Jay County last year. That was fun.
Yep.
That, and that was miserable.
I was just kind of looking at this. There's several of them that are possibilities.
Doable?
Yep.
We did the Jay County Fort Recovery girls softball game last year.
Yep.
The final score is 39-36. And the wind was blowing 406 miles an hour, and it was 19 degrees out.
It was.
And you just said it was fun.
It was fun, though.
And
it was the most miserable thing. I'd rather went to the dentist.
It was only a slight exaggeration in all those.
I was in the press box.
Well,
I was happy.
Yeah. We had a heater, and it was still cold.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And the girls still played, and they played well.
And they didn't even care about being cold.
Nope.
No, they
didn't even know it.
That's what happens when you get old.
Yeah.
Hey, we had a great show tonight, folks.
It was a great show.
We had Ryan Mikesell called in early and talked about his UD experience and getting ready for senior year.
We wish
him
the best of luck.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah.
Ryan
Mikesell. Yeah, go Flyers. Let's go Flyers.
Next year at this time. That'd be awesome.
Hey, you know what'd be cool? Because we interviewed him, he just gets tickets to Hawaii.
Yeah, there you go. He ought to get some tickets.
Tickets to the Hawaii game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chaminade. They're in Chaminade.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I'm sure he can get his tickets, but getting us there might be a little problem.
I think maybe Fort Curry Radio picked that up one time.
There we go.
Yeah, we can.
What's it cost fly to Hawaii? $500?
Probably.
Yeah, it's every bit of that.
So how many guys we got to take?
12.
At least 12.
This is a charter plane.
Calpy go.
Yeah, Calpy's in.
Do we know anybody that's...
Do you think Kramer can fly us?
Yeah, Jerry can take us out.
Well, he is a licensed pilot. I don't know if he's got access to a 12-passenger plane.
We might have to take a couple cans, extra cans of gas.
How far do you think he can fly us before we got to fuel up?
That depends on the plane.
Oh, he can get us to Portland.
Portland.
Anybody, how big a gas tank does Jerry Kramer got?
On the plane he has, he doesn't have that big a gas tank because he just flies around here. It's just a hobby, but he has a license. He could fly us anywhere, I think.
We'll get him a jet.
Fly out of his field, right? Is that where he flies out of?
I don't know where
If we got something with 12 people, we'd have a little bit bigger airport, either Salina or
Montezuma.
Yeah, Zuma or Portland. But
wait, what 12? We don't, it's us three.
Okay.
And
Calpy can't go?
Oh, he's got to go, don't he?
We got to take Calpy.
So there's four of us and a pilot. How many Kramer's seat?
Hey, what about...
One and a half.
You're forgetting about Clayton Pearson.
No, he's out. He ain't old enough. Because we're going to get in trouble.
Oh.
Adult entertainment.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
We're going to Hawaii.
Sorry,
we're
CP. Going to Hawaii.
You in or out, Neil?
I'm in.
All right.
Yeah.
Jerry Kramer?
Yep. Jerry.
Fly it.
Call him up.
You think he just uses regular gasoline on them planes or airplane gas?
I'd say regular gas. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure he knows what to use, so I'm trusting him.
And another thing, if you fly low enough, okay?
Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. I don't think
if you wreck, you don't die.
Oh, geez. That's the dumbest thing ever.
What?
You're going 140 miles an hour at the least.
But if you're not that high, you can land it.
In the trees.
You don't have to go... 15,000 feet. We can keep her at about 3,500 feet.
3,500?
Oh, 35. Oh, that's not far.
We're going to die.
Huh?
We're going to die.
Jerry Kramer, if you're listening. You think he's listening or not?
I'm going to say he may not be listening today.
No. We need a flight to Hawaii next year.
Yeah.
November.
Jeff Reister will take us.
So you got a plane yet?
Yeah.
Oh. Does he fly or does he?
He's fly. He flies.
Yeah.
If you have a plane, 419-8516.
Jill 0702.
Jill Hall.
Jill Hall's got one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think she does.
She have a license?
Well, yeah, she's got a license. Why would you have a plane without a license? Kind of defeats the purpose.
Well, because Aaron might have the license, or
you think my weight, might have the license. What, you think I got to tell him how much I weigh?
No, you don't have
for
to.
For fuel?
Nah.
Tell him buck 80.
Tell him you're 200.
You got three guys buck 80.
Tell him you're 200 with a big suitcase.
They always say that. one comedian always said that they do an airplane rides or helicopter mm-hmm. rides. So they always ask him what he weighs, and these women are always lying. Mm-hmm. And he always says, now, wait a minute. If I am going to go down because some lady lied about her weight and I run out of fuel, they always ask that because they know how much yep. fuel to put in the plane.
Yep.
Fill it up. Right?
The weight thing, I don't think that's exactly the reason they
crash.
Ask about the weight. I don't think that they're worried about how much fuel they're putting in. They need to distribute the weight evenly.
RJ the DJ says we got 10 guns. 10 Saturday
guns.
Night.
10 yep. guns.
Yep.
And we're taking them on that plane with us to Florida or yes. to Hawaii.
Yep.
No, I don't think we're going to win all of them.
We might.
Good.
Could win them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
How far is it from Los Angeles to Hawaii? Is there a place you can fuel up between?
No, no, definitely not.
I think we're in trouble there.
There's nothing. There's no island.
No, no, no.
Not a water, I think.
There's got to be a place to land it.
Gilligan's Island.
How far do you think it is? I mean, it's in a regular jet, in an airline's jet, it's like an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Gilligan's
Island.
So. Probably pop her down on there, see if the skipper will fill her up for us.
Well, if we got Kramer's plane can land, or he lands. Yeah. You don't need a big runway.
No problem.
No, no.
We're going to look into this.
Yeah.
Checking into it.
Anyway, we had a great show tonight. Ryan, Mike Sell.
A lot of fun.
Great guy. Radio, the legend, Rob Weaver. The legend called
it. That's big.
And another radio legend, Bill Stogler.
Bill Stogler, no. Radio legend.
And then.
He kind of ruined the show.
Out of everything, at the end, we got the commissioner of the Ohio State High School Athletic Association calling in.
Thank you, Jerry Snodgrass, for taking
that
it.
That is unbelievable.
Awesome.
I mean, you know, he's a great guy, and those people are really easy to work with. Yep. But for them to take the time to call us yahoos, that's just unreal. I love it. I like
next
it.
Week. Now, I got something in the works here.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Yeah, I got something in the works. Ooh, Lance plus? McAllister, WLW.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going back and forth with him a little bit.
All right.
And I've been working on Lance to call in, talk Reds baseball.
Reds baseball. That'd be
cool. I think he will, but it's all about what he's.
Yeah.
What's going on. Yeah, because he does after innings now. Extra innings.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and we'll have our winner for the.
Bracket.
For the March Madness.
March Madness will be yep.
next
away.
This year we're giving away, what, 5,000 or something?
Well, it depends Sweet. On if it's a male or female. If it's a woman, they're getting a box of crackers.
Yes.
And if it's a guy, they'll get like $5,000.
$5,000.
Ain't bad.
Perfect. That's, we can't have women keep
that's
winning.
That's racist.
Can't win it.
That's not race sexist.
That's sexist.
Sexist. We can't have women keep winning this. They don't know anything about basketball.
Could you imagine if Ryan Mikesell and Jerry Snodgrass listen to this show? When they're not on, they're like, did I just spend?
Did I really call in there? I can't believe it.
Two the dumb three.
They're out in
expense.
Yeah. That's the dumbest radio station of all time.
We want to thank everybody for listening.
Yep.
We know it's been a neat day for Fort Recovery. We lost our superintendent, lost our basketball coach. But guess what, folks?
We will survive.
You betcha we will. We'll be awesome.
Yep.
Thank you, bub.
See you next week.
Later.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.